Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found.
This is episode 163, and it's nine of the dog days of podcasting, I think. Something like that. Anyway, we're just continuing on down the road. So today, for the dog days of bad vent, I'm going to give you a twofer because, to be honest with you, I did not record one yesterday. The day got away from me and I just wasn't there. So today, I give you a twofer. So the twofer today, the first word, actually for yesterday was a Christmas movie. Not really a word, but more like a topic. So it was the Christmas movie. What's your favorite Christmas movie? And I've got several. Of course, A Christmas Story is one of my favorite. And it's probably pretty evident because that's one that, I parodied, modeled after. I wrote a story for the Friends in Tech a long time ago when we were doing the holiday specials. I did one where I had a kid named Maddie trying to convince his parents that he needed a Commodore 64. And I think I've got it online. I'll see if I can link it up. But A Christmas Story is probably one of my favorite ones. But one that's coming up on the list is, it's kind of funny, but my wife and I like to watch it. And it's the Christmas with the Cranks, which I think it's based, is it not based off a book called Skipping Christmas? I think it is, but Christmas with the Cranks is pretty good. It's about a guy decided that, or he thought that it would be great to skip Christmas because his daughter's moved out of the house. She's in the Peace Corps, and he's going to go on a cruise with his wife. They're going to skip Christmas, and of course, the neighborhood freaks out. Everybody freaks out because they're not going to do anything Christmas-wise, barely even donate anything. And then the daughter calls up and says, hey, by the way, me and my boyfriend are coming home for Christmas, surprise. And it throws everything out the door. But the really kicker at the end, wait, maybe I don't want to give it away, but it's a very nice gesture at the end that kind of sums up the story. And I think it's really touching, and I like it. You know, it's a Christmas movie. It's goofy a little bit, but it's fun to watch. So that's my Christmas movie, probably Christmas of the Cranks. And then, of course, there's a few others, but that one's a good one. Now, the other word of the day for Advent is my special ornament, I've been enjoying the Megapodtastic, Crazy Joe and his wife talking about their Christmas ornaments. And of course, it got me thinking of my favorite one, which I don't think it really exists anymore. I'm sure it's gone by now. But we had a lot of ornaments that I made and my brother made, through school and stuff like that at my parents' house. And one of those lasted through the years for a long time, surprisingly, was one I made out of, I guess it was dough or something like that at school. And it was a Chewbacca. And I worked on that thing hard. But what's funny is I worked on it and we ended up spraying it with something to, not lacquer, but, something clear, probably lacquer, to keep it fresh. And it lasted for a long time. But I spent a lot of time on a lot of detail. And I hope somewhere I've got a picture of that. I have to look through my parents' pictures to find it. But I bet that thing weighed like 5 pounds because it was a big base, for the face. And then I had fine little pieces of dough rolled out to look like hair, on Chewbacca. Man, I wish I still had that thing. The second one is one of me in school. I forget what year I was when we took the picture, but my parents put that one up. It didn't deteriorate like Chewbacca. And mom and dad put that one on the tree all the time. And it's a nice reminder of what I used to look like, a stupid bowl cut of a haircut. But anyway, so there you go. Christmas of the Cranks and a Chewbacca ornament that I made. Those are my two for today. So thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow.
I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. And you can find links for all that and more on my website at spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE. Thank you, and until next time.